The Kenosha DA is reportedly looking at a videotape of the party. It aired on Milwaukee TV News Tuesday night. According to the report, Doyle campaign workers had a bingo party for some residents of the Dayton Hotel. The residents had free soda, coffee, and Kringle. According to the report, after the games were over, residents were told they could vote in another room by absentee ballot. Wisconsin law prohibits giving people anything worth more than $1 to get them to vote. Governor McCallum responded to the news story.
It is wrong to give things of value in exchange for votes. Our system needs to be pure. We've seen it change in the Capitol. And Jim Doyle is Attorney General, this occurred. Now you see his campaign involved in actually giving things of value for votes. It is flat out wrong.
The Doyle campaign disavows any prior knowledge of the party and subsequent invitation to vote. Doyle campaign spokesmen say no one involved with the event is on the Doyle campaign payroll. One is a volunteer, they say. The other works for the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party says the sodas were given to the residents by the care facility, not its staff. And they say Democratic Party staff were only there to explain how to request an absentee ballot. Governor McKellen's campaign people say the Doyle campaign's response of not being aware of the event is absurd and insulting. Campaigning in Green Bay, Jim Doyle says he doesn't condone that kind of activity and welcomes the DA's investigation. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.